also have a very special guest, originally from Mexico City, Hector Agras, a businessman here in South Africa as well. And then also joining us this morning, on the food side, we have the gentleman from Salsa, George. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
It smells good, man.
Thank you.
Oh, this is next level stuff right here. Please go and have a look on our Facebook group. We are busy face streaming it now. Breakfast with Martin Best. The food is looking amazing. What kind of food do we have this morning?
Look, we've got a couple of varieties of our Mexican cuisine that you'd find at Salsa Mexican Grill. So I'd start off at the prawn tostadas, which is a fresh avo and tomato salsa done with some well-marinated prawns.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we've got a pulled pork tostada, slow-cooked pulled pork done in a honey glaze sauce.
And pulled pork, is that Mexican originally? Or
It is. However, we have adapted the flavor of the pulled pork to more of a South African style, being a little bit on the sweeter end with a honey glazed sauce that we've cooked that in. Then we've got our signature nachos, which I'd say are the best in town.
I can vouch for that.
Thank you.
I can vouch for that. I've eaten at two of your branches, but in Johannesburg, and your nachos.
Fantastic. Well, Martin, we do have two branches in Pretoria now as well.
Yes. Okay, so where are they?
One in Loftus Park, which is our newest one.
Okay.
And one in the Gene Crossing Shopping Center in Centurion.
Hector, when you look at the food here this morning, I mean, you know, does this make you proud as a Mexican? Are they nailing it? Are they getting it right?
They're getting it. Every day they're striving to go right. I told you that George and his brother went out with me to Mexico City to get more ideas.
Nice.
And for example, chicken taquitos are 100% authentic. The nachos, even when we inherited a little bit from the U.S., they are very nice, like you said, very tasty, very, very well-constructed plate.
Is nachos one of those things that's been adapted along the way?
Yes, yes. The nachos, we brought it in. We didn't invent it in central Mexico. But the taquitos de pollo it is, and obviously what you call it here, the wrap, we call it burritos.
Burrito.
That's also original, especially from the north of Mexico, where on the north of Mexico, it's more popular the wheat flour tortilla than in the south, which is more the corn tortilla.
Okay, all right. What's in the bottle?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been waiting to ask.
What is that in that bottle over there?
We've got a little bit of breakfast tequila for you guys.
Stop
this
it right
morning.
Now. Right, what is a breakfast tequila?
Okay, I'll be honest with you. There's no such thing as a breakfast tequila, but it's Salsa's speciality where any time of the day is a good time to have a craft tequila. So we take fresh fruits and herbs, infuse it from anything between 20 to 27 days with the raw blue agave tequila, 100% agave tequila. We strain that tequila out, add our own secret little syrup that we produce out of the fresh fruit, combined with the tequila, and we've got a easy drinking lychee and mint tequila for you guys this morning.
That'll be after the show, obviously.
Yes.
After 9, or as we like to call it, after 6:30. All right, so guys, tuck in.
Should we tuck in?
So listen, we've dispelled a myth or two early on the show this morning, Hector, about Mexico, about tequila. Is there something else we need to know?
Well, as I was telling you before, there's very well recognized three kind of tequilas, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
They all come from an agave plant, which is the main cactus variety thing, but a different variety. You can taste one of them on the north of Mexico. It's called Bacanora, which comes from Sonora. You can taste tequila, the one that you heard, from Jalisco, which is sort of central Mexico.
What was the first one? Bacanora.
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 Never heard of that. Why did we never hear of that? That's insane.
I think you haven't got commercialized that much.
Well, we're going to start a trend this morning.
Right. And then the tequila in the middle, and then the mezcal, which comes from the south, from Oaxaca.
So and all kind of...
It's a tequila liquor. Tequila.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's a different variety, different process in the production. And I'm sure you also heard about the worm.
Yeah, what is the story with that worm?
The worm, basically, since I know about it, it comes in the mezcal, which is in Oaxaca. Mm. And it's supposed to be one worm per plant. They sort of promoted into a bottle. Obviously, now it's a commercialized thing. They breed up worms and put it in bottles of mezcal. And it's quite tasty. I mean, we got a privilege, the salsa voice of myself, to get to a taste of mezcal worms in Mexico.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, did he? I don't know if it's warm.
Yeah.
It's pretty lekker.
Yeah, I don't know. So still coming up, we have to spin the Russian this morning. We got to get a Mexican to spin the Russian for the prediction tonight. Mm. That's unfortunately how it works on the show.
All right.
Cool. All right. So that's still coming up. It feels once again that we've spoken a whole lot about alcohol on the show.
No, I'll
someone was saying to me. Someone was saying to me the other day. Okay, you're on Breakfast Radio now. Stop talking
about mimosa. It's a road. It's a road in Blackie.
Yeah. But guys, the food. Everyone tasting. Khada, she hasn't stopped eating between. Yes. What are you eating there?
I'm having the prawn
tostada.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you make?
not enough.
I'm going to eat them until Mexico beat Brazil this afternoon. It's absolutely delicious.
Thank you. Might be never, but hey, I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. You need to
start your day with Martin Vester. Roll out of bed
in the morning. Als hij Martin in Spanje leidt, een great show. Ik luister het elke ochtend. Briljant.
Breakfast with Martin Vester. Jacaranda FM.